Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
I am concerned about you and the way you are being treated in Egypt. So I have decided to lead you up out of the misery of Egypt. The children of Israel have been suffering as slaves in Egypt for a while now, and the Pharaoh wants them to feel their burdens. Exodus tells us that Pharaoh set taskmasters over them to afflict the Israelites with heavy burdens and made their lives bitter with hard service. And even after Moses gets involved, Pharaoh only intensifies Israel's slavery, commanding them with phrases like, "Get to your burdens," and "Let heavier work be laid upon the men that they may labor." The Pharaoh's desire to burden Israel, of course, comes from his infamously hardened heart. And after Moses comes to soften his heart, Pharaoh won't have it, and eventually says, "Get away from me. Never see my face again." Pharaoh's heart is one which not only inflicts burdens, but ultimately which cannot even be approached. This is the leadership of the hard heart. And in the gospel today, we discover a different kind of leadership, and it is far more refreshing. Far from hearing, "Get to your burdens and get away from me," like Pharaoh said, our Savior says, "Come to me, all you who are burdened. Come to me, and I will give you rest." Both Pharaoh and Christ were leaders whose hearts were described so famously in the scriptures, one hard and one humble. "Learn from me," begins the Savior, "for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves." Burden was the byproduct of the hard heart of Pharaoh, while rest is the fruit of the humble heart of Christ, who took our burdens on himself. And about this, St. Peter in his first letter describes how Christ himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. St. Peter understands how a true leader must be willing to take on burdens himself for love of the flock. And later on, St. Peter will write that those who lead should do so not as domineering over those in your charge, but being made a pattern of the flock from the heart. Clothe yourselves with humility. St. Peter understood Christ's humble heart and knew that that must be the pattern for the flock. For every Christian leader. And in this way, when all Christian leaders model their heart on the humble heart of Christ, it's really Christ's heart working through ours. In the example of Christ's heart and those saints whose hearts are modeled after his, we see that a humble heart is not a weak one. Today's great saint and martyr, Saint Apollinaris, was an example of a very ancient saint who loved his flock with the heart of Christ. Saint Apollinaris was a bishop and a disciple of Saint Peter himself, so he understood Saint Peter's message of willingly taking on burdens to defend a flock and to love a flock. Saint Peter appointed him the bishop of Ravenna, and for love of his flock there he was tortured by starvation. He was cut with knives and had scalding water poured over his wounds. He was forced to walk on burning coals and left for dead on the seashore. None of this actually killed him, although later on he was martyred. So we see that a humble heart is by no means a weak one. And having so learned from the humble heart of Christ, having patterned his heart after his, he found the ultimate rest. Saint Apollinaris found the rest that Christ promised. So if you find yourself in a position of leadership today, superiors, parents, counselors, etc., like Saint Apollinaris, we must take up Christ's invitation and come to him and learn from his heart. Otherwise, we risk leading like Pharaoh did, from a hardened heart. Both Christ and Pharaoh certainly were heartfelt leaders, but one was hard and one was humble. If our heart is hard, our leadership will be hard, and those under our care upon them will impose the heavy burdens we don't want to carry. Some of Christ's harshest criticisms were to those who led like that, to whom he said they would bind up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not lift a finger to move them. Yes, a leader must ask those under his care to work and work hard, but does so as one who has learned from the humble heart of Christ, who has clothed himself in humility, and who also offers rest to those who come to them. Campers, do you want to be a leader one day? Maybe like the frauders and the fathers who have been caring for you so well this week. Like them, you have to take up Christ's invitation to come to him often and learn from his heart. And in the future, if you are ever burdened, troubled, tired, remember that Christ always promises rest. He confidently promises you rest that you will receive from him. After camp, keep spending time in prayer with Christ. No matter how old you are, you can always return to that everlasting rest lodge found in the one who said, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves."
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot's Circle podcast. May God bless you.